What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-510-0338. 800-510-0338. 800-510-0338. 800-510-0338.
I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest cool gadgets and gizmos, products and services available today and into tomorrow. And we're doing 3 weeks worth of coverage, so don't miss a minute of it. And you can check out all the videos, not only to see our guests, but in many cases, in most cases, to see actual products that we're talking about, all the cool things being introduced at CES. So do visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Into Tomorrow's coverage of CES Virtual Edition is brought to you in part by IFA 2021, the epicenter for emerging tech trends and mobility solutions. Check out ifa-berlin.com. By Carlink, control, connect, locate. And by Jabra, engineered for calls and music like never before, Elite 85T.
Our next virtual CES guest developed an air purification system that eliminates COVID and other pathogens. So very cool stuff. The director of R&D research engineering with a company called Clean Air Zone is Corey McPhee. Corey, welcome into tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tell me a little bit first about CAZ or Clean Air Zone, and then let's get into the product itself.
Sure. So we're a startup and we basically focus on developing green air purification technologies. So for the past 4 years, I've been really privileged to be with a great team. We consist of scientists, award-winning industrial designers, biologists, technicians, engineers. So we got a great crew here.
Yeah, apparently. And obviously, air purification is something certainly very important more than ever, I guess, these days to all of us. And if you've got something that will eliminate COVID, that's an extra good move. Maybe it would have eliminated my spending a month in a hospital with it if I had it a few months ago. But the fact is, thank God I survived, obviously. But the point being, anything we can do to help prevent these issues is certainly something that gets our attention, especially these days. So how is it that you guys came up with this and how does it work?
Yeah, so we actually started this project well before COVID. Nobody saw COVID coming. As we know, the world changed overnight.
Yeah.
But what we did is we took a little step backwards. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, we asked ourselves, how has nature been cleaning the air for millions, billions of years? And so with some research, we found out there's a couple of main things that it really does. The first thing it does is it captures the pollution quite efficiently. And we don't think about it a whole lot, but every time it rains or when you go near a waterfall, that simple thing, that simple falling water attracts and grabs a hold of pollution and it takes it right out of the air. So that was step one for us. And then, so that's the capture step.
And for those that are already watching the video at intotomorrow.com, can I assume that that's one of them over your shoulder?
Yes, it is. That's it right behind me.
Very cool. So it is a very small device, kind of a maybe a fatter thermos, if you think of it that way, for those listening on the radio not yet able to see it. How does the Clean Air Zone actually detect and eliminate, as I mentioned in your introductions, those pathogens?
Well, just want to be clear, it doesn't actually detect it.
Okay.
But basically what we're doing is we're forcing the air inside the indoor environment to come in contact with the falling water, with that type of scenario that we've created inside. So we do have a very efficient fan on the inside that pulls the air in. Once it's in there, we basically put it through a torture path of falling water. The water grabs hold of it. Now, that's just step one. Remember, there's a second step that nature does too, we didn't quite talk about yet. And the second step is it actually breaks down and destroys the pollution. It uses microbiology, enzymes to do this. And so we've been able to isolate several important safe strains of biology and enzymes that basically go to work. They just start digesting it and breaking down the pollution.
Nice. So you've got hungry enzymes that are gobbling up the bad stuff and leaving the good stuff for us to breathe.
Exactly.
Well, is this actually being used yet? Is it available yet? And what kind of a price point are we looking at? Are there different sizes? I mean, give us an idea as to availability.
Sure. So the 100 series model that you see behind us, we project that that's going to be ready quarter two of this year.
All right.
And we're looking at MSRP of around $1,495. That's what it'll retail for.
And you don't mean just under $15. You mean $1,495. Okay. So are we having to put distilled water in it or do anything like that? Or we just plug it in and let it do its thing?
There is water that has to be added to it. So just kind of like watering a plant periodically, water needs to go into it. And there's an enzyme solution that needs to be added every 4 months, and that's it.
Ah, very cool. So that sounds to me that that's a major difference to other similar, if you will, products. Maybe there really isn't another similar product on the market, but it sounds like you're doing some very unique, different things than we may be used to.
Yeah, we're touting it on one hand as a novel new technology, but when you think about it, it's quite an old method of cleaning the air. We're just stealing what nature's done so well.
Well, you're stealing it well, and as a former police officer, I can tell you, you can't be arrested for that. That's a good thing. So we want to invite our audience to visit caz.us. That's for Clean Air Zone. So caz.us. We'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Corey, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and keep us informed. We'll be delighted to let our audience know when they're actually available on the market. Hopefully, as you mentioned, just next quarter, and we'll see how that goes for you. Good luck.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, caz.us. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue. There's much more to come here on the Advanced Media Network.